Dallas, Texas hosts the Super Bowl this weekend, and commentator Frank DeFord says it's a chance for the city to showcase itself.
Even as Dallas burst its buttons, hosting the Super Bowl for the first time in Jerry Jones's new American Coliseum, the city has developed an even greater itch it wants to scratch. Okay, here we go again. The International Olympic Committee has dismissively rejected New York and Chicago in recent Olympic competitions, and soccer's organization FIFA chose little Qatar over the U.S. for the 22 World Cup. But Dallas is growing ever more determined to declare its candidacy for the 2020 Games. Is that masochistic? Are we just the giant sugar daddy nobody in sport loves? When the vote is taken in 2013, will Dallas even have a chance against such other presumed contenders as old world classics like Rome and Madrid? Or Istanbul, especially now that Turkey is sort of the it country? Or Dubai, the luxurious Oz of the Persian Gulf? The fact is that the IOC's Europhile members prefer to take our musty television money, but to give the glamorous games themselves to somebody else. While the U.S. has four times hosted the Summer Olympics, on three of those occasions, St. Louis in 1904 and Los Angeles in 32 and 84, no foreign city bid. The IOC just had to hold its nose and let its precious show go to America. Then, when Atlanta did win in 1996, foreigners found it by far the most unattractive of all modern Olympics. Poor Salt Lake City won the 2002 Winter Games and then was caught up in a scandal that embarrassed the IOC. Never mind that Olympic corruption was endemic, and Salt Lake just happened to get caught in a rare moment of Olympic honesty. For all that Dallas has going for it, a vibrantly growing city, the nation's fourth largest metropolitan area, one that is already jam-packed with existing stadium and arena facilities, and given the fact that Asia, Europe, and South America all will have held the Summer Games in the 21st century, and it's sort of North America's turn, Dallas not only has to fight the bias against the United States and the ugly memory of Atlanta's so-called T-shirt games, and the fact that our U.S. Olympic Committee has been both a dope and a patsy, but its own disastrously torrid summer climate. To hold the Olympics in the relatively milder period around the beginning of June, Dallas would need a dispensation from the IOC, which lists the weather window from July 15th to August 31st. So Dallas has much to overcome in what seems almost a quixotic quest to try and make the United States a sport destination again. Well, anyway, we can be grateful that at least one of our cities hasn't given up the ghost. And if the woebegone Cowboys can't be America's team anymore, at least Dallas can be our last forlorn hope. America's dream.
Comments from Frank DeFord, who joins us each Wednesday from WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. Now, when the Cowboys moved to their new stadium a couple of seasons ago, I have to admit I wondered why a stadium so far south needed to include a roof. We now know one very good reason. It'll save work crews from having to clear ice off the field for the Super Bowl. This week's brutal winter weather extends so far south that it has forced the cancellation of some Dallas-bound flights. The Dallas-Fort Worth airport closed on Tuesday morning for the first time since 9/11. Officials at the NFL, though, say the weather will not affect Sunday's game.